Beecher Bell. I think about acid rain and ecological destruction and thirst and famine and the nuclear holocaust and America's infantile lunacy and that crazy country's technology which will obliterate our species. And we were here for a few geological milliseconds. And as I watch the planet recede, memories obtrude, and one thinks of one's mother and so many familial contretemps, and a domesticity that was relatively merciless, and the sundry violence to which one was so casually subjected, almost ameliorated anguish. At least that is my spiel. In any event, two incidents were prominent. The first was a garage and a girl who was also six and was showing me her body. Now you, I don't have that. Where do you pee then? Here. Plane, garage, back of house, curious about bodies. I will if you do. You first. Dress, panties, pants, shorts, bodies. I don't have that. Why? Because that's why I'm a girl. Where do you pee then? Here. Let me see you make a poo-poo. I can't now. Try. Squats. I can't. Then pee. Now you. Okay. Laughing. Lots of fun. Door opens. Hi, mummy. Look at me and Margie. Yells. Hits me. Put your clothes on and go home. Drags me out of the garage into the house, hitting me and scratching me. Why did you do that? Such a dirty girl. Kitchen. Phones Margie's mother. Bedroom. Hitting pillow. Hard to breathe. Get off bed. Pencil. Scribbler. I don't like mummy anymore and girls, and I am not going to play with them. And the second was being spat upon by my grandmother, and I was four, and hadn't expected to see her at supper time. And I said, Hi, Grandma, what are you doing here? And she spat in my face, and her spittle was corrosive, and she did not stint resame, and my face was soaked, and I looked like I was crying, and Mother threw food and dishes, and chased Grandma out of the house with the broom, and Father threw Mother against the wall, and punched her, and threw her onto the floor, and kicked her, and she was pregnant, and Dr. Levant, and an ambulance, and I wanted a sister, and never forgave her, because she couldn't have more babies. And she said afterwards she was glad she would not have to bring up another one. And when I was a teenager, she died, and I was especially angry, and I still miss my sister, and sometimes at night I fantasize, and we talk. And I am very happy, and a lot of stress and tension dissipates, and America seems sane and bearable and even benign. And during one conversation, Margie materialized, and I did the honors. Beecher, this is my friend Margie. Margie, this is my sister Beecher. And they embraced and held hands, and I made tea. And then Mother and Father materialized, and they were holding hands. And Grandma materialized, and she poured tea, and everyone was smiling and talking, and happiness overflowed, and I did not want to leave the primacy of my dream and re-enter the wakefulness of that ephemeral world.